I'm blessed.
No matter what tomorrow holds, I've been blessed. I am blessed, and I'm going to be blessed. Why can you say that? Because I believe in the only begotten of the Father. Full of grace and truth. Because why? Because He lives, I can live also. Because He lives this morning, you can live. And without Him, you'll die, never die. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He said, and by me, if any man will come in, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out, and he'll find pasture. He'll find rest, if you will, this morning. In this world, there is no rest. Just trials and tribulations on every hand we look. We think, oh God, what will tomorrow bring? Oh, don't you worry, little child. I'm here. I've got everything under control. He's the God of the universe. He said, I'm God, and beside me there is none other. I'm the only true and living God. The gods that be, they are made of stone and wood and the imaginations of man's mind. But the God that I serve, brethren, He's the living God. And I want you to know His name is Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, that I can lift up the name of Jesus. He is the only way from this earth unto the glory world. He said, I'm the door into the sheepfold. Listen today, if you're going to come in under the kingdom of God, you must come by the door. Oh, Jesus said, brother, no man can come unto me except my Father will send me. Draw him, brother. There got to be a drawn power. Oh, brethren, He said, you do well, you take heed under the light that shines down in your dark heart. When you're in the world, there is no light, brother. It's just all darkness, sorrows and crying. Everywhere you go, friend, Satan don't have no light. He is the prince of darkness, brother. Oh, somewhere in your life, friend, there'll be a light shining down deep within your heart, and it'll illuminate your very mind. It'll let you understand what you are by nature and what you must be by the grace of God. If you will hear His voice this morning, harden not your heart, sinner man. The loveliest voice I ever heard, called me out of darkness and to His marvelous light. It's marvelous this morning, the grace of God that brings salvation. It had appeared unto all men, teaching us that the nine ungodliness and worldly love, that we should live soberly and righteously right here in this present life. I'll tell you the day, brother, I've never found no way like Jesus. I've never seen no way. He is the only way from this earth unto the glory world, brother. Oh, the children of Israel, they moved onward, brother, across the Red Sea. They're going to the other side. I want you to know, brother, I've been moving toward the other side. I'm a looking, brother Hurley. I'm a waiting for for his call. I'm listening for his voice. I like Brother John the other day. I seen him on Thursday morning about noontime, brother. Before the midnight hour, he was gone home, brother. I'm left behind the wing and cry. Listen, don't weep for those that are gone. Lord, no, friend. Prepare to go to the other side. There's a better land over there. I thought this morning, and Elijah, brother, when he come down, listen, the time for him to depart this world. He knew, brother, God had already showed him that he was going to leave this world, brother. And Elijah loved, we love our brethren, brother. We don't want to see them go. Look on the walls of the church sometime. I see those that went on before me. I'm still left behind, brother. I've got a promise, Brother Terry. I'll see Ivory again, Brother Baxter. I'll see the prophets of old, brother. Though 10,000 years pass, it just won't be me. It just won't mean nothing in the morning. As Elijah, brother, come down to the river of Jordan, brother, he took his mantle and smote the river, and the river departed for him, brother. And God give great gifts unto these old prophets of old. They moved on to the other side, brother. Won't you come and go with me to the other side, where the Lord is, brother. Listen the name. And Elijah told Elijah, you just stay here on the side. I'm going on the other side. No, my Lord, I'm going to go with you. No, friend. Friend, what did he tell him? If you see me when I depart, listen, a double portion of thy spirit, my spirit, it will fall back. Listen, brother, when they got to the other side, what happened? Listen, someday I'm expecting, brother, the angels to come and to carry me away to the other side, my friend. While they talk, the air with a fiery chariot, the angel of the Lord came and took old Elijah up out of his side. Listen, brother, there the glory of God was a radiant end into this whole world below. There the mercies of God gathered him up and carried him up on high, brother. Lord, Elijah cried, no doubt, brother, the tears of sorrow cried, oh God, why'd you leave me behind? I want to go with you to the other side. I want to go, brother. I'm just waiting for the call. I'm just waiting for the Lord to call me and send the angels together. He's going to gather from the four corners of the earth. There is not one going to be left behind. But while we're traveling to the other side, brother, let us hold on to these unchanging hands. But most of all, God, I pray, Lord, sometime I can't hold on. I need you to put your arms under me. I need you to hold me up. I need you to embrace me. Sometime, brother, I take the little Bible here and I grasp it to my chest. Listen, and I cry, Lord, give me comfort while I'm here. I cry, brother, the word of God is comforting to me. It brings peace and joy to my heart. Yes, we're moving onward and down to the other side, brother, where there'll be no more trials and tribulation, where everything will be peace and joy and happiness forever and forever. The children of Israel, brother, when they came down to the Red Sea, when they came down to the River of Jordan, what did the Lord tell them? When the priest set their foot in the river, the waters would pass eyes back. Listen today, friend. I want you to know God is not sly concerning his promise. Listen, he said the heavens is going to roll back one day. Never forget what the little woman said in the hospital. He said, while you was a-praying, the very hell opened up the clouds and the room. She said, I always bow my head, Brother Terry. And she said, I always close my eyes. But that day, for some reason, I opened up my eyes and the ceiling, brother. And it was no more, brother. He said, I looked right into heaven. Oh, brother. And the doctor told her she couldn't live. But she's still a little alive today, brother. Because the presence of God, brother, I was carrying her to the other side. I'm going to tell you this morning, brother, I'm pressing on to the mark of the high calling. Listen, it's in Jesus this morning. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. And while he lived here and walked, brother, upon the earth, I want you to know one day, he told his disciples, brother, you take the little ship and you go to the other side, brother. Listen today, and listen, what's going to happen to you while you're out, while you're traveling to the other side? There was a storm come, there was a rain beat, and the waves got rough. Does your life ever have any waves in it? Do you have smooth sailing all the time? No, man is born of a woman. It's but a few days and full of trouble. Come forth like the flyer and is cut down. Flee up like the shadow and continue not, my brother. Listen. And about the midnight hour, so brother, the storm was raging. They saw a man walking upon the water. Listen today, I want you to know you're not alone if you know the Lord. He's always beside you. He said, I'll never leave you, little children. I'll never forsake you. I'm with you in the sixth trouble. I'll let no evil come upon you in the seven. And old Peter saw him walking upon the water. And they was very afraid, brother. But listen, what calmed them, brother? When he spoke, brother, listen the day, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you, Lord. And he looked his eyes and fastened upon Jesus. Don't take your eyes off of Jesus this morning. And while, brother, he fastened his eyes upon him and stepped out of the boat and walked upon the water, friend. Listen, by nature we can't do that. But with God this morning, all things is possible. There's nothing impossible unto him that believeth. And he walked to Jesus, brother. And while he was walking there, he looked at the ways and got his eyes off from the Lord for a moment and began to sing, brother. Don't take your eyes off of Jesus. Pray without ceasing. Seek him, brother. Listen, world of mankind. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. For the day of his coming is nigh. And who shall be able to stand? The day of his coming, only them, Brother Terry, had been down to the banquet hall, and the banner over them been love. The blood of Jesus had made me free from the son of the law of sin and death. There's freedom in the Lord. There's joy in the Lord. There's life in him this morning. Come and go with me to the other side, friend, where the heavens will open one day, and we'll go in, brethren, on a cloud of glory. We'll see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We'll not be left behind. I pray sometime when I get lonely, I pray, oh Lord, don't leave me behind, Lord. Do you ever get lonely, brother, and cry, oh Lord, don't forget me. Don't leave me down here. Though I'm weak in this world, brother, I hear my father saying, when you're weak, son, then are you strong. For my grace is sufficient for you. If you got grace this morning, children, if you got grace, it's sufficient to keep you until the day of Jesus Christ. I want you to know, friend, the day of Christ is going to come. It's at hand today. Me and my wife was talking. She told me some church had ordained a man that has been married to a man. Listen today, brother. I said, it must be come to pass. Why? Because as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Oh, friend, these prophecies must come to pass. Listen today, friend. Don't you worry and well doing, for we shall obtain some morning, brother. That when we started out for, a land, brother. Farewell, vain world. I'm going home. Farewell to all below. I'm going to leave this old earthly body. As I seen Brother John suffer so many days and had so much pain and suffering, brother, and I know, brother, that he's freed from that today. Sorrow and sighing is but for a night. But joy come in the morning, brother. Although the other night it might have been midnight, but it was morning for Brother John, brother. I want you to know the day, friend. If you don't know him, the day is the day of salvation. If you will hear his voice, don't harden your heart, and open up your heart, and let the Son of Righteousness come in. He'll come in and take up his abode. He'll sup with you and you with him. Have you ever supped with the Lord? I'm going to tell you. He said, come taste of me and see that I'm good. How good is he, brother? He said, he's gracious, brother, unto them that will believe upon him. Listen, there was a little woman one time come to him. She was a Syrophoenician.
Yes, she was.
Come to Jesus, and Jesus, her daughter had a devil in her, and she come to Jesus and cried, Jesus, will you cast out the devil out of my little daughter? She's afflicted, and brother, listen, I can almost hear the cries of the mother. Brother Charles, and hear the weeping she had, no doubt. Mothers seem like have a more tender spot in their hearts, even for their children, Brother Terry. Mothers love their children. I believe Mother Jerusalem loves us today, brother. And she loves her children, brother. As she hears her cries, and this little woman cried unto Jesus, and Jesus was anointing her. And he couldn't, you see. He told her, woman, he said, it's not meat to give the bread unto the dog. He had come unto his own, brother. That's who he was sent to. He come unto the Jews first. It wasn't time for the Gentile. The Syrophoenician woman was a Gentile. Listen today, brother. But she cried, Lord, 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 have mercy, Lord. Listen, he said, it's not meat to give them the bread unto the dog. Well, listen what she said. Yea, the dogs eat of the crumbs under the table. And he marveled, brethren, and oh, so great a faith am not seen in Israel. And he said, go thy way, the devil's gone out of thy daughter. For this saying, what kind of saying does she have? Had faith from the heart, brother. With the heart, man must believe unto salvation, and with the mouth, confession is made. Have you believed upon him today, upon the only begotten Son of God? sinner man. Listen, come unto him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He said, I'll no wise cast ye out. He said, I'll give unto them that overcome. And I'll give unto them a white stone. And in that stone a new name that no man knows save he that receives it. I'll write them in the land book of life that in the morning, brother, they that were not found written in the Lamb's book of life were cast into the burning lake of fire, which is the second death. All but blessed and holy them that have part in the first resurrection. On such the second death will have no power upon you. What is that first resurrection? Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Oh, come and go with me to the other side, brother. It takes the blood of Christ to carry you over there, friend. You've got to be made alive to go to heaven. There is no death in that land. Sighing and crying is going to be done away with. There is no night over there. The darkness is not there. Oh, friend, but God and the Lamb, He's the light of that city, friend. And there is no darkness there.
There's no darkness in Him, brother.
I want you to know, He has been born again.
It's
born into that lively kingdom. That is alive today, brother. And there is no darkness in them. This life today, friend, and He has the gift. It's eternal. There is no end to Him. What God has to give. Don't you want to go to heaven this morning, friend? Don't you want to receive eternal life? What are you waiting for? Don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let him tell lies. There's nothing in this world but sorrow and crying. There's nothing in this world. It's going to give life to you, friend. There's only one thing can give life. Oh, it's the Spirit of the living God. By being baptized of the fire and the Holy Ghost, that'll give you life. And without that baptism, Brother Leonard, it wasn't no use for you to go down there today. But since when God gives you that fire and Holy Ghost baptism, you need to go down to that water to show forth to the world that you're raising along in a newness of life, telling the world that you believe that you've been born again, and you believe in a death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And man tells me they don't believe in a resurrection. I don't want nothing to do with that feller, brother. I believe, brother, that Jesus Christ was the first fruits that them that slept. After him, brethren, oh, Lord God, how many more is going to come? John saw on the Isle of Patmos. He said, I saw a number that no man can number. Even as Abraham was promised, we are the promised seed of Abraham by new birth in Christ. Abraham, can you number the stars? No, can you number them? How about the sand? The sand on the seashore? No, Lord, can you number them? That's how many is going to be in your line. Listen, a number that no man can number. Here's the sad part, brethren. Yet there are only a few compared unto the wicked that's going down. For straight is the gain, and narrow is the way that lead to life everlasting, and few there be is going to find it.
That's right, brother.
Don't you feel privileged this morning to be one of the few in that number? Oh, brethren, I was like the old writer said. Oh, brethren, he found me in a waste howl and wilderness. He picked my feet up out of that sin, that bar, and that clay. He set them up on the wrong. He established my goings. He put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto his name. Oh, God, while I have breath, Lord. Bless me to praise your name, Jesus. Lift up his high and holy name. Glory, glory unto the Lamb that was worthy to open up the books, brother, and bring in this old grace covenant, brother. It's a bright and a shining light, brother. It's a shining unto all men that just whosoever will come and drink of the water of life. Let him that is athirst come. Let us whosoever will come. Listen today, brother. What kind of a water are you talking about? He told the little woman at the well, if you'd have known who it was, you would ask of me, and I'd have give you living water. There would have been in you a well of living water springing up in the everlasting life. Therefore, with joy shall we draw out of the wells of salvation, brother. I've been drawing from that well, brother, for a long time. And when I get thirsty sometime, Lord, I'll begin to cry. I'll go back to the well, brother, and the well begins to bubble up. And my joy, brother, that he gave unto me, 1975, it'll bubble all up over again, brother, and my cup will run over. No wonder David said, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You can come and go with me to the other side. On the other side of Jordan, no man can go to heaven without dying first. Brother, that is that. The gateway God has got fixed for this man to die. And his soul will go back to God. Listen, the spirit will go back to God who given. And the soul will go to his long home. Now, where your long home is where you made preparation for it. If it's with God, you'll be under the altar of God. And if it's not with God, you'll be like the man, the rich man, your place will be in a fire called hell.
Yeah.
Until the morning of the resurrection, when death and hell shall deliver up the dead, and they shall be cast into the burning lake of fire. Amen. This is the second death. Do you want to wait for that? Do you want to wait for that, children? Please, young people, old alike, you ain't got no promise of the morning. You ain't got no promise to leave this church. We just live one breath at a time. God gives you a breath, you live, and you take it. You're going to die. Writer said all men's going to go up the war of death. There is no discharge in that army. We have not preeminence over the beast, for as the one dieth, so do the all. May great men of the earth, they have treasures on this earth, and they get great wealth, but they are like all the poor and those that have nothing. They'll come down to the nether parts of the earth, brother. We're equal, where death makes everybody equal. I'm going to tell you, friend, but if you've been born again, you're going to be lifted up like Elijah was. You're going to be carried to the other side. And you ain't going to have to go down, brethren, to the place called hell, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. I'm preaching for my life today, trying to warn you. As Paul said, do not know the terror of the Lord.
Yeah,
I persuade men. We try to persuade men
to
repent and be born again. I've done my part today.
How about you?
Give you what Jesus has given me. Now that's in your hands. See, my hands is clean. I've not failed to declare the gospel unto you as it is in Christ. The only way from this earth to the glory world. It's up to you what you do with it. I don't know your heart. Everyone may be saved.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, if there's one here, I'm going to tell you, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you know in your heart whether you're guilty or not.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, I've sat back there. When the old preaching of the gospel come, it condemned me, brother. It caused my heart to be heavy. I had great fear. I didn't want to see the sun go down of a night because I was afraid I was going to die, brother. Oh, but the night that he rose in my heart just before midnight, I've not been afraid to lay down and go to sleep at night. No, I can lay down and go to sleep and be at peace. because the Lord is with me.
Yeah.
Fear not, for I'm with you, little one. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll be with you to the end of the world.
Absolutely.
Let him that heareth, brother, come and take of the water of life freely. He's got water to give. He's got bread to break that you can eat of His body and live forever and forever and forever and forever. See, there's no end to it, brother. Where God is, there is eternal light. In Him, there is no darkness. Thank God for His mercy today, people. Get under His shadow of His wing. He said, in that day shall a son of righteousness rise with healing in His wings. I've got under His wings before, brother. And it's sweet to my taste. It's a peace that the world don't know nothing about. The peace that surpasses all understanding. You can't understand this. You must experience it. If you ain't tasted the Lord and see that He's gracious, come. Come. See a man that told me all things that I ever done. Is this not He? Is this not the Christ? It surely is, brother. Jesus loves you. We love you. I love you. Because I want you to go to heaven. I know the cunning ways of Satan, brother. I see his ways that he has to deceive man. And I try to tear down his house every chance I can get. I try to destroy him and he tries to destroy me, brother. Don't you think he don't try to destroy my work? He tries on every hand to destroy me. You know what? I'm not afraid because the man that walks on the water is beside me. He's got his hand under me. The little ship is a sailing onward, brother. I'm going to tell you something, and his hand is under it. It cannot go down. I'm going to tell you that God, people cannot perish because God is God, and beside him there is none other. He has all power both in heaven and earth. He commands them to stand still. He opens the door. No man can shut it. He shuts it and no man can open it. Why, the door is open to you. Take heed. And if you've been a praying, in my final remarks, and you feel Jesus has saved your soul, you've got a command to go home and tell how great things Jesus has done for you. Tell the world. Show the world. The Gadarene, he not only told it, but he showed it, brother. He was a wild man. He was a crazy man. No man can bind him. But Jesus bound him with his love, brethren. And he set him free, made a new creature out of him. And he went home and told how great thing Jesus had done for him. Come. Come.